From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Catholic Archdiocese of Portland, Oregon, is filing for bankruptcy protection. It's the first Catholic diocese to do so. The move was prompted by two sex abuse lawsuits that could cost the Archdiocese $155 million. Here's NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.
Archbishop John Vlasny warned parishioners in early 2003 that the Archdiocese was thinking about declaring Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and today he said the sex abuse scandal pushed them over the line. The church is being sued in two civil lawsuits involving Reverend Maurice Grammond, a priest who allegedly abused some 50 boys. Grammond died 2 years ago, but the lawsuits live on. So today, just before the civil trials were to begin, Vlasny announced the Archdiocese will seek relief from creditors, including plaintiffs. It is, he says, new territory.
As someone asked, has this happened before? It really hasn't. And we didn't like the idea that we were the ones that would have to go first. We'd rather have some experience behind us. We don't.
Outside the church, James Devereaux, an alleged victim whose case was to begin today, dismissed the move as, quote, morally bankrupt.
Once again, they have taken the cheap and easy way out and have ducked responsibility.
The Archbishop says he is not trying to avoid payouts. The Archdiocese has already paid $53 million in settlements, and it faces another possible hit of $155 million. Fred Nafziger, a bankruptcy law professor at Indiana University, says the Archbishop's move could pressure some alleged victims to settle for a smaller amount. For one thing, he says, now a judge and other creditors, and not a jury, will have to sign off before any money goes to victims. And that, he says, will make a half loaf look better than none.
These creditors are going to have to do some very hard bargaining between and amongst themselves, because if the church literally does not have enough to pay everybody 100 cents on the dollar, everybody cannot get 100 cents on the dollar.
The downside for the church is that now the government, which usually keeps out of church affairs, will have a hand in a wide array of church decisions. Charles Zeck is a business law expert at Villanova University.
The judge or his or her appointee would oversee the church's finances and really put them under the control of the courts. Major purchases, for example, would be controlled more by the courts than by the bishop. Spending in general would be controlled by the courts rather than by the office of the bishop. So it really changes the environment of how the diocese is operated.
He says a judge would steer clear of theological decisions, for example, which priest to assign to a particular parish. But he says the judge could end up making policy decisions, such as whether a parish can spend $5 million on a new school. Meanwhile, several other dioceses are considering bankruptcy. The bishop in Tucson has said he's thinking about it. The Archdiocese of Dallas came close to declaring bankruptcy, and Boston threatened to do so. Fred Nafziger believes countless others that have rising costs and sex abuse cases will have their eyes on Portland.
If this bankruptcy goes rather smoothly from the point of view of the church, that it does force the various plaintiffs to become realistic and take settlements that the church can afford, it's going to send the message to other bishops that the way to handle these hundreds of lawsuits is bankruptcy.
On the other hand, he says, if the judge tries to micromanage and the creditors quibble over every move the archbishop makes, other dioceses will run the other way. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.